New Jersey's Tough Love Gov is ripping libertarians over national security.
This strain of libertarianism that's going through both parties right now and making big headlines, I think, is a very dangerous thought.
Senator Rand Paul, for example?
Well, listen, you can name any number of people who have engaged it, and he's one of them.
Rand Paul firing back with this tweet, quote, Christie worries about the dangers of freedom. I worry about the danger of losing that freedom. Spying without warrants is unconstitutional. So who's right? Lisa Deftari sides with the governor, and Matt Walsh has Senator Paul's back. Let me start with you, Lisa. I'm going to take issue with this. I was shocked when Governor Christie went after libertarians and the Constitution.
He's the governor of New Jersey, and I think that the Constitution is meant to protect us. I'm a constitutionalist as well, and I'm about to, what you might say, contradict myself and say that the threats change, times change. I've also been studying counterterrorism since 9/11 and even before that, and this is a major threat to us. The Constitution is meant to protect us. We have the government is supposed to protect us against terrorism.
Mm-hmm. Fourth Amendment to the Constitution says what, sir? You need probable cause for searches and seizures, right?
Yeah, we've had a steady erosion of the Fourth Amendment over the last 40 years and then particularly in the last 10. And it's going to take a lot of action, not just by courts, but by human beings to change their behavior in the wake of this consistent onslaught that we've seen, particularly since 9/11. Rand Paul, what other people are saying are that, look, part of constitutionalism is having co-equal branches of government. It's not to allow the executive branch to make its own rules, to have justices making decisions that they don't even explain how they're interpreting the Patriot Act. We can't have the executive branch running its own show on counterterrorism.
Hold on, Lisa, but even worse than that, how about a governor from a state deciding what the Constitution, defining
what he's saying, and I'll agree with what he's saying, because there's a difference
with what who's saying.
What Christie's saying in terms of, there's a difference between sympathy and empathy, and I've lived on the West Coast and I've lived on the East Coast of the United States, and there's a difference. He's saying, come to New Jersey, sit across victims of 9/11, and then you'll realize why the Patriot Act was enacted to begin with. We need the tools to be cracking down on terrorism. Now, there's one difference between what you're saying and what I'm saying, and that's transparency. Transparency is the key between striking that balance between privacy and national security. And you know what? We did it under Bush. We brought in the Patriot Act. The only difference is under the Obama administration, they're still doing it, but they're saying the war on terror is over.
In the World Trade Center in 93 when the building blew up, watch the planes fly into the World Trade Center, watch friends die, burn in the World Trade Center, watch other people jumping out of the World Trade Center. Of anyone who knows what it's like about the victims of the World Trade Center, I do. I still support the Fourth Amendment. Chris Christie's wrong about this. Targeting innocent Americans, data mining them when they have nothing to do with terror and no connection to terror
is illegal. Because there has been no transparency.
And let's also remember, though, this is an appeal to emotion. This isn't a policy. You don't have people...
Is terrorism an emotion or is it a fact?
No, as a political style of argumentation to say that thoughts are dangerous and that you need to sit in front of widows in order to do this. This is the way that we've
been
arguing about policy for 12 years.
How long ago was the Boston Marathon bombing?
It is sick.
How long ago
is
that? How many?
It is sick.
How many?
That is not how you make a policy argument based on raw appeals to emotion. This is how people have been trying to shut down argument for 12 years, and what we're seeing right now is actually people, Americans, getting their back up and saying, no, we're going to talk about policy. We're not going to talk about how you can use emotion.
Let me address one more thing. Okay, so the NSA data mines, it takes literally millions of Americans, innocent Americans, takes their information. Now, we just did a segment a couple of minutes ago with Jay Sekulow talking about how the IRS, the government, illegally used their influence to specifically target a certain group. Do you trust the government that all they're taking is going to be used properly?
You're misunderstanding what I'm saying. The system needs to be reformed, not abolished. We have to go after it with a tweezer and not an axe. The threat of terrorism exists. We have to understand this. It didn't exist during the time when the Constitution was written up. And now we have to make changes to that. And I agree with you, there are problems to the system. Not only are there problems with gathering the information, there's problems with using that information. Because again, the Boston Marathon bombing, those two brothers should have come under the radar. If we're collecting the right emails, we're collecting the right phone calls, that information that we gather then needs to be interpreted properly, and it's not being interpreted properly.
The principles of limited government are not just to be able to shout at teachers' unions and to make points about Obamacare. The principles of limited government and constitutionality are to protect ourselves and to recognize that humans are fallible, government humans are fallible, and if you give them too much power, they're going to abuse it at the expense of our rights.
Now, Lisa, last thought, and I'm not really trying to beat up any here, but you mentioned the Patriot Act. What the NSA is doing using the FISA court exceeds the limitations of the Patriot Act.
Again, we have to go after it and make the right reforms to it. They're abusing the system. That's
so
exactly what.
So should the governor, let me ask you this then. You said you back the governor. Should he just shut up until they make the right reforms?
No, but you know what's come to light is that the most uncommon friendships have been made regarding
Absolutely.
This debate. So you have the very liberal Democrats and the very conservative Republicans coming together, which shows you that this is a nonpartisan issue. Chris Christie is saying what he feels should be done. And again, there has to be changes, but we don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Got to go quickly.
He's running for president. Rand Paul's winning that poll. He's trying to differentiate.
Don't politicize this. This is about
you know what? I don't think he did. I don't think Matt Welch did. I'm pretty sure Chris Christie politicized
this.
We got to leave
that. Keeping Americans safe.
Lisa, thank you very much. Matt, thank you very much. Detroit goes bankrupt. Now unions want to cough up. It's $18 billion in the hole. Do you feel like being on the hook? Because you are.
Let's be they do. Help our